Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff going on today. If you enjoyed Chikara Week last week, we got one more coming up today. King of Trio starts tomorrow at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info is up at chikarapro.com. And Mike Quackenbush is going to be joining us on the program in about a half hour. If you have questions for Mike Quackenbush, you're welcome to send those to me on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. We'll ask as many as we can on the program today. But that's Mike Quackenbush, Chikara King of Trios, this weekend, three straight days, Easton, PA. More info up at chikarapro.com. We got a lot of news, a lot of updates on the Jimmy Snuka situation. If you did not hear it last night, if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, Irv Mushnick, who has been all over this story forever, I'm not just talking like last couple of days, decades, it appears. He was on the show last night with Dave Meltzer and I, and everything you ever wanted to know about this Jimmy Snuka situation, past, present, and future, is on that show. We've got a lot of rave reviews about it. So if you're a subscriber, check that out later today. Irv Mushnick on Wrestling Observer Radio last night for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. We'll tell you everything that is going on with Snuka today here on this program. And we've also got some information on the NXT tournament. If you did not see NXT last night, they're doing a Dusty Rhodes Invitational Tournament. We have brackets for that tournament. And if you've not seen some of the names, you might be interested to know that Finn Balor and Samoa Joe are a team, which sounds awesome. And we've got the independent team, they're being called, of Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. So we'll talk about the brackets here on the show, take your calls later on, talk the news, plus Mike Quackenbush. Big day today here on the program. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Pedro Fernandez here. You may know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have back or knee pain like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Having won 4 Golden Glove titles and went to the Olympic Trials in 1984, guess what? Never got hurt in competition, got hurt falling through the roof, got really hurt, fell 25 feet through the roof, and guess what? I love the Health Alert Hotline. Give them a call at 1-800-428-1570. Agents are standing by right now. Give them a call. The Health Alert Hotline at 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bella with 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi here as well. Snooker news to talk about today, and we'll also be joined by Mike Quackenbush here in about a half hour. And Mike, a lot of changes already today regarding Jimmy Snuka. First off, shockingly, he has been completely pulled from the WWE.com website. Jimmy Snuka is no longer exists on WWE.com. And if you search for Jimmy Snuka, what comes up is Tamina Snuka. And my guess is that you won't see that for much longer as well. The decree has come down that she is no longer Tamina Snuka. She is only Tamina. So they are, in fact, I don't know what this is going to mean, now that I think about it, for the Divas Revolution, because normally if something like this would have happened, they would have brought down the decree to take away her last name, and she probably would have disappeared off television for a while, just to kind of disappear for a while. But because of the Divas Revolution, and because she's part of Team Bad, I don't know if she's going to disappear or not. I don't know what they're going to do.
Oh, I said full stop. I don't know.
I do that sometimes. I want to make sure you're awake.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where Tamina Snuka didn't have anything to do with what her father allegedly has done. And I feel for her because I can imagine, you know, some of the catcalls that she could get going out there. And I don't know. You don't have to actually say it on the air, but if she does not happen to appear next to Naomi and Sasha Banks, it's not the end of the world. You just, you know, they just don't mention it on TV, and she happens not to be there. I mean, another thing you can do is, I don't know what Cameron is doing right now. If you wanted to, since these teams obviously have, you know, I don't want to say have a racial makeup to them, but I mean, you know, it would not shock me if WWE, you know, was looking at the roster of women and went, man, what's Cameron doing? Maybe we should put Cameron with her for now. That could happen. I don't know, but I feel for Tamina because I can imagine what she's going to hear from the fans. This is something that had nothing to do with her wrestling career, which, you know, she's not the greatest worker in the world anyway, and she probably shouldn't even be on the main roster. She should frankly be working on the indies, but, you know, at the very least down in Florida, continuing to try to get better, because I think she does have a unique look. I think she does actually have some positives. She's not very good and probably shouldn't be on the main roster right now, but she's part of the storyline, and I don't know. I completely understand, though, wiping Snuka completely off the website. I mean, it stinks from a historical perspective in that I'm not a big fan of wiping things away. But when anything comes to Benoit or now Snuka, because of what Benoit did and what Snuka is accused of doing, and what a lot of people believed for a long time that he did, it's just, you know, I understand why they'd make these decisions and why they've gone more full bore than they would with like a Hulk Hogan, who, again, words are one thing, being accused of murder is another.
So yesterday, he turned himself in and did so in a wheelchair with a feeding tube. And his first wife, Sharon, was there. And apparently she posted his $10,000 bail. So as noted yesterday, he is out on bail. They don't consider him a flight risk. They did take away his passport. But I guess he is home now. And his attorney, William E. Moore, claimed today to the Allentown Morning Call that Snuka is battling stomach cancer, which is true. In fact, I think he recently had a surgery to, I guess, remove some of the cancer. I can't remember exactly what the surgery entailed, but that's the other reason they didn't consider him a flight risk. But he claims that Snuka is also dealing with partial dementia. And so they are asking, William E. Moore is asking, to focus on whether Snuka can even stand trial, if he is fit to stand trial. So that's the latest on the Jimmy Snuka situation. There's noted Irv Muchnick, who has written a great deal about the Jimmy Snuka situation. You can check out all of his books on Amazon.com. He is the guest on Wrestling Observer Radio, last night's show with myself and Dave Meltzer. If you've not checked that out yet, got a lot of great reviews for that show today. Everything you ever wanted to know about this story. Spent a full hour talking about the past, the present, where this may be going down the road. So if you've not seen it yet, I would suggest that you check out last night's show if you want to know more about what is going on with Jimmy Snuka. As far as wrestling news, other than Snuka, there's not a lot going on today, but last night was the NXT show, and we have the full brackets for the American Dream Tag Team Classic. Now, if you recall when Dusty Rhodes passed away, he was a very pivotal part of everything that was going on down there at NXT in the Performance Center. And there had been discussions of naming something after Dusty Rhodes. The feeling was they probably were not going to rename the Performance Center, although the WWE American Dream Performance Center actually does have a really good ring to it. I don't... What's so funny?
WrestleMania presented by the Bunkhouse Stampede?
Sure. I don't know if they're going to name an actual physical thing after him. I mean, at the very least, they could rename the promo class. I think right now it's called the... What is it? Something wacky like the...
Well, it's, well I, they gave it like a collegiate term, didn't
art
they?
Art of Communication. That's
yes.
What it is.
Unlike Slick Rick's Art of Storytelling, yeah.
Yeah, Art of Communication. I think that the Dusty Rhodes promo class is a better name than the Art of Communication. But anyway, they've named this tag team classic after him. 16 tag teams, by the way. And I should note here before I read all of these tag team names that the... I hate to even say this because of the Divas Revolution. Don't be surprised if they get on a tag team kick, not just in NXT, but on the main roster, to the point where you may be surprised at some things that could be coming in terms of tag teams in WWE. But beyond that, the brackets, the first round matches for this tag team tournament include Finn Balor and Samoa Joe, which sounds like an awesome team, against the Lucha Dragons, Kalisto and Sin Cara. That match has already been taped, by the way. Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy will be facing Angelo Dawkins and Sawyer Fulton. We have Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder against Tucker Knight and Elias Samson, the Drifter, Elias Samson. Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy against the Vaudevillains. Vaudevillains, of course, are the current tag team champions. We have the Hype Bros, the most annoying tag team literally in the history of professional wrestling. Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder. And really, it's all because of Mojo. Like, Mojo is so out of his mind that Zack Ryder just kind of sticks out as a boring guy as the other half of this team. They're facing Marcus Louis and Alexander Wolf. We have Jason Jordan and my favorite wrestler, Chad Gable, against Neville and Solomon Crow, which in fact already aired. That was last night. And also last night, we had Rhino and Baron Corbin against The Ascension. And we also have Tyler Breeze and Bull Dempsey. Yes.
Natural tag team. Go ahead.
Tyler Breeze and Bull Dempsey. I don't know why.
Because you know why? Because
why? Explain this to me.
It's the Mutt and Jeff, or is it Mutt and Jeff? Whatever it is where you got the
I'm 40. I've never even heard of Mutt and Jeff.
The one pretty boy and the one big Bull Dempsey. And that's, you know, it's just the extremes of seeing the ridiculousness of two men like that together.
Yeah, they're facing the team of the independent wrestlers, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa.
Brown pants and black pants?
I guess. So there
you
go.
I'm sure somebody there would like to name them that.
This sounds like a fun tournament. So if you're a big fan of NXT, that's something to look forward to over the next several weeks. As we head to break here, we're going to take calls after the break since there's not really any other news to talk about. So whatever's on your mind. And then Mike Quackenbush will be joining us here in about 15 minutes. But Ryan in Cumberland has found Jimmy Snuk on WWE.com. It is there. It just doesn't come up in search. And so I'm sure they'll be doing what they can to wipe him out. But back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Quackenbush of Chikara is going to be on the program in about 15 minutes. Chikara King of Trios Weekend, Funplex, Easton, PA. More info at ChikaraPro.com. And we're going to open up the phone lines here, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Four other lines leading directly into the studio, including west-east of the Rockies lines. Parts Unknown line anywhere in the world, and First Time Caller line. So if you want to give us a call on any of those, you're welcome to do so as well. And First Time Caller line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Walter from California.
Walter, what's going on?
I just wanted to say that I've been listening for the last 2 years and awesome show, but I got one gripe.
A gripe?
Yeah.
All right.
I know you, the WWE Network buffering issues that you resolved, but I got an issue with Mike. It does an excellent job when you're away. But whenever you go on your 1 week or 2 week hiatus whenever your child is born, are you going to fix the commercial issue?
The commercial issue. We'll do what we can. By the way, a 2 week hiatus? I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, that was it, man.
As soon as he finds out who the father is, everything's going to be okay.
Wow, Mike. I can't even believe you said it. How dare you? I was going to defend you, but now I'm not. Get on the whatever. I had nothing I was going to yell. All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Get on the ball. That's what I was going to say. Deal with this issue, Mike. All right. Anyway, what, John?
I don't have time. I got a kid.
I'm going to, too. John, we're going to get you on this issue next. All right, John, what's up?
I'm staying out of any kind of crazy political stuff. I have enough of that I'm dealing with around my own house.
John is so safe in everything that he says. He doesn't like to put his neck out on the line. So I like to make him uncomfortable.
Actually, Mr. Fair to Midland.
I can stick my neck out. It's just I pick and choose.
Sure.
But my question would be, what do you guys think about the possibility of WWE still trying to do some maneuvering with New Japan? And do you think it could potentially hurt ROH if New Japan decides to go full tilt all the way with WWE?
See,
all right,
John just wants this to happen because
he predicted it.
This has happened. I don't blame him for this, but I think we may be jumping a little too fast.
John, listen to me, okay? Okay, so the Liger thing, I mean, there's going to be a lot more Liger in NXT. Liger may even be somewhat of a regular in NXT. And WWE is open to using some guys. However, here's why I don't think that WWE is ever going to scoop up Ring of Honor's deal. The reason is because Ring of Honor and New Japan are a good match in the sense that Ring of Honor guys can go to New Japan, and New Japan's biggest stars can come to Ring of Honor. And the key is there are guys like Okada and Tanahashi and Nakamura, these big-time main event superstars, where New Japan knows if we send them to ROH and we say, okay, listen, here are the matches that we want to see, and no matter what happens, Nakamura is not losing, nobody's pinning Nakamura before the Tokyo Dome, nobody's whatever. They have there is no concern that Ring of Honor is going to do something that they don't want them to do. They can call the shots when they send those guys to Ring of Honor. Now, the idea that they would that WWE is going to say, okay, we want Tanahashi and we want Okada, and don't worry, they're going to come in, they're going to win all their matches, and our guys are never going to get a win over them. I don't think that that's going to happen. I don't think that WWE is going to be willing to make that concession. And I can't imagine a working agreement occurring where WWE is able to call all the shots with the New Japan guys. I just don't see that happening.
Well, you know, I don't see that's right either. I was just saying, I would never say never on any count, but it does seem rather strange. And there have been rumors that have circulated about that Randy Orton just has this whole crazy enamorment with Okada's ability and that he wants to work with Okada. So, you know, I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, listen, maybe they can swing some sort of deal where I can't imagine Randy Orton working a takeover, but maybe he would. Maybe they do some sort of dream scenario and Randy Orton works a takeover show against Okada. And it's like a one-off and that's that. But again, WWE would have to be willing to say, okay, not only is one of our top stars going down to work takeover, but he's probably going to work an outsider and he's probably going to lose. Ring of Honor is open to doing that. I don't see WWE doing that at all.
Do you know where it's realm of possibility for something like that?
Sorry.
For that to happen?
Say that again?
Do you know where that's where something like this could actually happen? And it would be a long shot, but NXT working with Noah, which is essentially, if I'm not mistaken, is under New Japan's umbrella anyway. You have Jado booking it, and I'm not saying that this is where you could do a Yuji Nagata and I'd pick somebody from WWE, you know, or pick somebody from NXT, Samoa Joe match. And you could do it on a Noah show. It's still work again. And I just think WWE wants to be, I would have interest in New Japan's TV and things like that, and some sort of synergy, being able to come over and having somebody that you can, I'm not even saying work with, but just kind of buddy up with when you go over to Japan to do some things, because, you know, on their own, they can only make it so far. And they've got a great fan base. I mean, things have changed in Japan where they, you know, you saw it with NXT. They have a very unique base there. They want to see WWE and NXT. But them, you know, using New Japan's TV or something like that, or helping them with business connections, or just trying to work with them that way, I think is far more beneficial than anything you can do inside of a ring. I mean, honestly, because you're always going to be the outsider when you go to Japan anyway. So the more friends you have, you know, the better off you're going to be.
All right, Ryan, now's your shot.
My question is about Jimmy Snuka. Who has the better book and who's more believable, Irwin Mushnick or Jimmy Snuka?
Irwin?
Well,
what do you mean
Irv
Mushnick? Well, based on the fact that Jimmy Snuka has been charged with third-degree murder, my guess would be that Irv Mushnick has the more honest book.
Have you read both of the books?
I haven't, no.
How about Mike?
What was the other book?
He's talking Irv's book and Jimmy Snuka's book.
I haven't read Jimmy Snuka's book, and I have not actually read Irv's book, although that collection of articles I had seen when they were online, I guess the only one I had not seen was the Benoit one, I guess, which was added, obviously, before the book came out.
What are you trying to say here, Ryan? Are you trying to say that in your belief from reading Jimmy Snuka's book, he is innocent of all, he's a wrongly accused man? Is that what you're saying?
No, I always think someone should have a fair trial. That's the only thing.
Well, he hasn't gone to trial. I'm sure he's going to have a fair trial.
But what I'm saying is, though, he probably shouldn't do that till he's convicted. I mean, like a punishment.
So you're saying that they should not take him down off WWE.com until he has been convicted?
Well, you know, I believe in the Constitution that you've got to be proven guilty first.
Well, he is innocent until proven guilty, and if he is found by a jury of his peers to be innocent, then he'll be back on WWE.com.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, Ryan. I'm sure you're probably a pretty big wheel down at the Cracker Factory. If you were arrested and charged with murder, do you think you'd have your job? Do you think your company that you work for would try to distance themselves from you?
I don't know. I don't know my boss well enough to make that decision. I'm sure there are some people that probably could get away with it.
Well, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. You are right that a man is innocent until proven guilty. But in the real world, if you are charged a third-degree murder and arrested, you're probably going to be put on the down low until such time comes that you, let's look at Jared from Subway, okay? As soon as these allegations came out, the moment this story broke, he was scrubbed from Subway. He's gone. This was long before he admitted that he had done whatever he had done. I mean, this is just the way things work. Let's go.
If I ever get popped for anything, can you loan me some bail money?
Oh, yeah, sure. Depends on what it is. East of the Rockies, well, you're on the air.
You can add it to the $100 I'm going to win from you at the end of that bet.
You ain't winning $100. Yes.
Hey, Brian, Mike. Hey.
Yes, Dave. Hernandez.
And I'll talk about a point that Dave Meltzer made on the Raw review show. Like, he was talking about how, like, from last year's Raw ratings to this year, like, been down, like, 10%. But, like, money is, like the more people are buying product, they're making a lot more money. So, like, for, like, that analogy that he made, would you rather have, like, a restaurant that, like, people, like all people go in and buy as much as possible, or have, like, a restaurant that's, like, in Times Square, a lot of people can see it, but they don't buy as much? That's what, like, the analogy was like. It's, like, not many people are watching.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to go to break. I would want the one that makes me more money. And Danny, remind me of this tomorrow, because I got a lot to say about this, but we're heading up to a break, and we got to get Mike Quackenbush on the air. But I got a lot to say about these Raw ratings and them making more money. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Fantasy football just got a whole lot more interesting because at DraftKings.com, you could start the season by winning a piece of $10 million. And for the first time, DraftKings will crown two millionaires in one day. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your winnings. Don't wait until the end of the season to get paid. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test in week one and every week this football season at DraftKings.com. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Start by winning your share of $10 million. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Get to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code ATTACK to play free for your shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one Millionaire Maker. That's ATTACK for free entry at DraftKings.com.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And joining us today, Mike Quackenbush is here on the program. Chikara King of Trios this weekend. In fact, starting tomorrow, Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info is up at chikarapro.com. And Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, despite relative exhaustion. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
You got a tough act to follow after last week, Mike. I'm not sure you're up to the task, to be quite honest.
All right. The gauntlet has been thrown.
That's right. Listen, I've seen this list of all of these teams here in King of Trios, and there's a lot of great teams. In fact, we got the Young Bucks coming on Wrestling Observer Radio later today. They're, of course, teaming with AJ Styles, which is a great team. Who are some of the teams that you think are real standouts this year? Is there anybody new? Is there anybody special? Is there anybody you've been really excited to put together?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the team that AAA is sending. Probably to fans here in the U.S., they know them best from Lucha Underground. But Drago, Phoenix, and Aerostar, I think, are poised to steal the whole weekend. So I'm really excited to see those guys. You had a chance. Did you see them at the Battle of Los Angeles at all, Brian?
No, Dave was there. I didn't make it.
Yeah.
But he raved about them.
The best reviews. Like, fantastic for them. I heard they really knocked it out of the park. And that's no surprise. But these big tournament weekends are kind of well known for that, these star-making performances. I think the sleeper hit of the weekend are going to be the UK team. Team Fight Club Pro and Team Attack Wrestling. I think they're not coming in with quite as much buzz as some of these higher profile teams like Bullet Club, obviously, but I think they're going to be the sleeper hits of the weekend. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, I wanted to ask you this because I don't know what the answer is, and somebody emailed about this. I don't know what's going on, but did Chuck Taylor announce that he was retiring because he's working this weekend, and there seemed to be some confusion?
He has announced his retirement. Yes, that's true. He has not picked a retirement date, or if he has, he's not bothered to share it with me. So, well, I know he's certainly making that well-known through social media. I don't believe any end date has been selected for him.
All right. I don't know if you know anything about this. If you feel free to say no comment. But the former CJ Parker in NXT announced his retirement, and the next thing you know, he's just working in New Japan with a brand new name. I mean, do you feel that Chuck Taylor is actually going to retire, or is this the beginning of something else?
I don't believe it's the beginning of something else, and I'm not entirely confident, based on Chuck's sense of humor, that I invest myself wholly in what he's saying. But whatever it is, I'm sure we'll all be surprised together.
Interesting. This Blaster McMassive and Max Smashmaster,
which are Brian's new favorite wrestlers,
Flex Rumble Crush. you know, I didn't know a whole lot about Max Smashmaster, but he went on the show, and I would guess from feedback that he was the most popular guest that we had last week, and we had a lot of great guests. And to the best of my knowledge, he doesn't do a lot of talking. Is that right?
Generally, he does not. Usually, his manager, Sidney Bacabella, does all the talking for the Devastation Corporation. You could sort of think of them as being like a love letter to Demolition, and he's their Mr. Fuji, is Sidney Bacabella, although he's much more articulate. So it is strange to hear Max Smashmaster do a lot of talking. Last week on your show, I think, is the most I've ever heard him speak.
And he did great. Why is he not talking more in Chikara?
Well, I suspect he'll be talking a whole lot more now.
Okay. Now the reason I ask also is because I was contacted by the Chikara Board of Directors about some guests for last week. And I said, hey, you know, whoever you guys want, send me five guys or gals, whatever. And of course, Max Smashmaster was on the list. And as a man who doesn't talk a lot, I mean, do you have any insight into why the Board of Directors decided to send Max Smashmaster?
Well, I feel like he's probably a diamond in the rough when it comes to becoming a very effective speaker. So we certainly appreciate you giving him the platform to strut his stuff a little bit.
Now, is King of Trios, I know that you guys got the end of the year show where everything kind of wraps up as always. Is King of Trios still, it feels to me like this is the big event of the year.
I agree. Absolutely. This is the closest thing to being like our WrestleMania, so to speak. It's the high watermark for us every year.
Now, we've had questions about, let's say you can't get to Easton, Pennsylvania. I know that you guys got a very, very quick DVD turnover. If I recall correctly, it's like the next day. But is there any iPay-per-view or streaming or anything like that?
No, not this year. Certainly, that's something that we hear probably more than anything else. People are always asking about that. And our new streaming service, which is sort of our answer to Netflix, Chikaratopia, we're really spending all of this year getting it up and running as flawlessly as possible. We want to have people getting access to as many of our events. So it's taking a long time to get the back catalog ready. What are our live streaming capabilities? Because if we were to put on our version of WrestleMania and we cannot adequately deliver the live stream, we're going to tick customers off. They're going to be disappointed. We're going to let our fan base down. And we do not want to do that. Like, we want to make sure everything runs really, really flawlessly before we say, and now this. And we're just not ready. It's as simple as that. And this is the sort of thing we're not going to rush.
Now, how quickly will the shows be available on Chikaratopia?
Our goal is to have them turned as quickly as humanly possible. If we can get them all ready for you, say, Monday, we're going to have them out on Labor Day. It'll be the best Labor Day we've ever had. So that is our intent.
Now, the DVD market, I mean, you mentioned PWG, and here's a promotion that everybody raves about. It's virtually impossible to get a ticket. People go, they have the time of their lives, and again, there's no iPay-per-view. They don't want to move into a bigger building. The DVDs are out quickly, but it's kind of like a... It's sort of like an aberration in wrestling today. I mean, the DVD market is totally dried up, except PWG. How has it been for Chikara? I mean, is it similar to PWG in the sense that you've got a very, very hardcore base? They still love their DVDs. You mentioned Chikaratopia. How is that doing for you guys? How is Chikara evolving? And is it a successful evolution so far?
Yeah, I do feel like we're trying to be out there in front of the trends. You know, like our monthly subscription streaming service in its original incarnation launched a full year before the WWE Network came about. We're always trying to be out there in front of that sort of thing. And I think the numbers bear it out, right? I mean, DVDs are going away. There's no denying that. And yet, I don't know if it's just that generally speaking, our fan base tends to be behind the technological curve, or they just prefer their physical media, which I can certainly relate to. My favorite musical artist, I still buy the physical CD. I want to have that on my rack. Like, that's the way I choose to support the artist that I love. And I think our fan base kind of...
I pictured you buying the vinyl, to be honest with you.
I just actually bought my first vinyl album for the first time in 30 years, showing my age here, just in the last month or so. So I feel you on that. Like, but I think the DVD thing is different from a retro thing like vinyl, in my opinion. Those are two different beasts. It's just that fans have this way, right? There's like a ritual to the way that you experience wrestling, and there's a ritual to the way that you support the artists that you love. And the people that support us, they love the art that we make for them. Like, that's the way they choose to do it. And it has been a very slow, like, in terms of what the overall market for digital media versus physical media is, we're trending way behind that curve. People are far more reluctant to give up their physical media in the world of pro wrestling than they are, you know, in music, in movies, and other ways that you experience pop culture.
We had a lot of guests on last week. As noted, Max Smashmaster was on, and Kevin Condren, and Jacob Hammermeyer. And one of the things that was so great about last week was, as I interviewed each of these guys, God only knows where an interview is going to go. And a lot of them, I mean, by the end of the week, it's like everybody is, I mean, I interviewed, I don't know what Jacob, I mean, I'm sure his real name is Jacob Hammermeyer, but if it's not, I interviewed Jacob Hammermeyer and not whoever he really is. I mean, it was all in character, and normally, I can tell you, folks hate interviews like that. They do not like when you interview guys in character, but for whatever, I can tell you why it worked. It worked last week because Chikara is a throwback to the days that, if you're a little bit older, you remember, where this wasn't the performance center where they sit there and they say, well, let's make you this, let's make you that. Chikara, to me, feels like a throwback to where everybody comes up with their own character, which maybe is themselves turned up to 10 or whatever. But they're into these characters, and they enjoy playing these characters, and these characters are fun for them. And you don't see that a lot nowadays, but it was fun doing that week because it reminded me of that, where you've got in any locker room, everybody comes up with some wacky character, they come up with whatever they want to do, they live it, they play it, and that's, I really like that about Chikara.
Well, thank you. I think it brings out the kid in all of us in this way. If I go to Disney World, Like, I really want to have, maybe have my picture taken with Mickey Mouse or Goofy. I want to interact with him, not the guy in the costume. In the same way that, like, as a kid, if I'd ever had the chance at a convention to meet Adam West, I would far greater prefer to meet Batman. And those experiences, like, they bring out the kid in all of us. They remind us of what that element of fun is. And I think you probably remember this too, Brian, because I feel like even though we never really crossed paths on the independents, like, our formative years were in the 90s when it was really en vogue to be the guy doing the shoot interview, the guy that, like, you know, kind of dispels the mystique to all of their friends. This is what's really going on, and this is all the blah, blah, blah. And they ruin the fun. They don't realize it, right? Like, they're desperately trying to get somebody's approval or seem like they're cool or show off that they're an insider. Look at the status I have. I know something someone else doesn't. But you're destroying the fun of our art form. And I think that's the thing you'll hear above all others. When people leave a Chikara show, they had fun. And that is the main thing I'm trying to deliver to you. That's the main thing we all want to give to the audience. Because anything less, I think, we're not really doing service to the entertainment dollars you spend on us.
Now, does Juan Francisco de Coronado, with all of his merch that he has, does he actually have bananas for sale?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely does. And I don't know how he gets them because, you know, you go to the supermarket, bananas come from everywhere. Like, he's always got the ones from Ecuador. I don't know. They are the number one exporter of bananas in the world. But I admire his dedication to having only Ecuadorian products.
It's so great.
You know, part of it, too, is like it all depends on the guy. I mean, if I had the opportunity to interview Stephanie McMahon, I do not want to interview the on-screen character. Okay, I want to pick her brain. Or I mean, there's a million guys you can name where I want to know. I mean, we got the Young Bucks on, for example. I don't want the Young Bucks to come on the air and just yell "suck it" at me for an hour. I want to ask them about how you come up with this stuff, like, you know. But I don't want to know anything about Jacob Hammermeyer other than his character. If his name is Bob Smith and he really works at I don't want to know any of this. I only want to know Jacob Hammermeyer. So it all depends on the guy and I guess how well he's able to portray that character.
Mm-hmm.
How much freedom do these guys have?
Well, I think everybody has to inhabit the character. I think a great example of that are Fire Ant and Soldier Ant, who are probably two of the most recognizable Chikara characters. When you see the ant masks, I think it's pretty unmistakably Chikara. Or otherwise, you're thinking about Titanes NL Ring from Argentina from 40 years ago. When you see those guys, when they first started out, I think they really did not understand, like, how do I fully inhabit this character? What is it that brings them to life? And eventually, you must empower the performer in this way. I think this is true not just at Chikara, but anywhere you're trying to have success with characters like these, is that you must empower them in this way, that whatever choice you make, you cannot be wrong. Whatever you decide is how a soldier ant behaves, you'll be exactly right because there's no other soldier ant to compare this to. It's only you. There's only, you know, Jacob Hammermeyer, the evil overlord of the BDK, there's only him. So whatever he decides, this is how this guy sounds, and this is how he behaves, and this is how he treats his subordinates. You can't be wrong, because you're the only one. There's no one to compare you to.
All right, well, we'll stand by 1 second. I hate to cut you off, Michael. We got to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Quackenbush is here on the show, and that flew by, already out of time. And Mike, Chikara King of Trios weekend starting tomorrow, Easton, PA. Let everybody know everything there is to know about the King of Trios.
You got it. Advanced ticketing has ended already, but tickets will be available at the door starting tomorrow. We're up at the Palmer Center, as Brian said. It's the biggest tournament in all of pro wrestling. 48 professional wrestlers are coming to Easton for trios. Plus, we've got the Rey de Volador's mini tournament. Brian's least favorite match in the world, the tag team gauntlet match, will take place. The Young Lions Cup's on the line. Challenge of the Immortals matches are going to be taking place. It's massive. It's a wrestling fan's Christmas in September. Come on up and see us. And one other thing I want to mention real quick, if you've been interested to get into a wrestling ring, on September 30th at the Wrestle Factory, we have a free workshop open to the public. I'd love to see you there. Reserve your spot at thewrestlefactory.com. And I hope to see everybody this weekend up in Easton for King of Trios. Guys, thanks so much for having me on today.
Thanks so much for coming on, and thanks so much for helping us out with guests last week. It was a great week. And don't forget Chikara King of Trios this weekend. Funplex in Easton, PA. More info at chikarapro.com. Everything he was talking about, including the camp that he was talking about, open to the public, all at chikarapro.com. So thanks, Mike, as always. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.